And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Thank God. And how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Ready for some food for Tu Bishvat.
That's right. We got to have... this is a very, very good day for vegetarians and vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all fruits and vegetables.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very healthy. So I thought maybe instead of doing the parsha this week, we'll not do the parsha this week, the portion of the week, and we'll talk about Tu Bishvat a little bit. The what is Tu Bishvat, the customs of Tu Bishvat, is something that I thought was very, very interesting. You know, a tree's New Year resolution, because it is really their Rosh Hashanah. And I think something that is very, very important for us as well. Now, Tu Bishvat is the 15th day of Shvat. Which is going to be this Monday, is the New Year's of trees, which is known by everyone by Tu Bishvat. And what is it? According to the biblical law, there is a 7-year agricultural cycle, you know, concluding with the sabbatical year. And when the Holy Temple stood in Jerusalem, on years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the cycle, farmers were required to separate a tenth of their produce and eat it in Jerusalem. And this tithe is called Maaser Sheni, the second tithe. Why? Because it's in addition to the 10% which is given to the Levites on a regular basis.
Maaser.
Right. And on the third and the sixth year of the cycle, instead of the owners eating that Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, in Jerusalem, they give the second tithe to the poor people who were permitted to consume it. Doesn't make a difference wherever they were. It didn't make a difference where they were. It was therefore very important to ascertain when the new year started for produce, because our rabbis established that a fruit which blossomed before the 15th of Shvat, of Tu Bishvat really, is produce of the previous year. If it blossoms afterwards, is the produce of the new year. And you say, well, what's the big deal? If it's before, after, who cares? Why is it such a big deal? Because in the Mediterranean region, the rainy seasons begin with the festival of Sukkot, which is the time that we have in October-ish time, around that time. And it takes approximately 4 months from Sukkot until the 15th of Shvat for the rains of the new year to saturate the soil and the trees and to produce fruits. So all the fruits which blossom beforehand are product of the rains of the previous year and are tied together with the previous year's crops. And afterwards, so it basically goes according to the agriculture whole system, the way that God set it up, it's phenomenal. Now, although this is a day of Rosh Hashanah for the trees, it really also has a special significance to us, because it is brought down in Deuteronomy and Devarim, that a man is compared to the tree of the field. Because through cultivating strong roots, faith, and commitment to God, we produce many fruits, which is what? The Torah and the mitzvot. Now, that's sort of the general thing of what is the Tu Bishvat. But now there's observances and customs that go together with Tu Bishvat. For example, we have the Rosh Hashanah that we have on a general basis. And, we have certain foods that we eat on Rosh Hashanah, the fish, the apples and the honey, so on and so forth. And the Tu Bishvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot, the New Year's for the tree.
Actually, it's my second birthday, because you say it's a birthday for the Ilan.
Oh, yes.
Just put it
very down. True.
Yeah.
Very true. So you have customs for this day. You know, it's customary to increase in the amount of fruits that one eats in order to praise God, you know, with all these species of fruit. We make the blessing, and if it's a new fruit that we haven't eaten in a while, we make a blessing of Shechianu. We try to include among the fruits that one eat the species of fruit which the land of Israel is praised for. Grapes, olives, dates, figs, pomegranates. We try and get those. If you're not able to, then you can't, but the stores, at least you can get some of them. And we try to increase in whatever we're doing, of the fruits. Now, it's interesting. There used to be the famous Kabbalist, Rabbi Isaac Luria, who was known as the Arizal, and he used to eat 15 varieties of fruit. You know, for the 15th day of Shvat, Tu Bishvat is the 15th day of Shvat. He would eat 15 varieties of fruit to represent that. So that is primarily, you know, the customs that we have on Tu Bishvat. But interesting, you know, I saw that there was something written up. I don't remember where I saw it, and I remember I thought it was like, wow, this is really amazing. A tree's New Year resolution. And this is what a tree, you know, it's his checklist. You know, number one, did I shelter the seedlings that live in my shade so that they will go up to the next generation like myself? Did I grow towards the sun as a tree should, reaching higher and higher towards that which I can never grasp, but which nurtures me all the same, the more I strive towards it? Did I make sure my roots remain firmly planted in the soil that nurtures them, and that I did not drop my leaves, and did I drop my leaves there in the fall to give back life for later on, which will sustain me? You know, did I ensure that my fruits were sweet and nourished all that came to enjoy them? Did everyone walk away with a smile? Did I bend gently in the wind, accepting whatever God sends me? Did I grow in strength and wisdom with each new ring in this year? So I think these are checklists that a tree does, but if you think about it, this is not such a bad checklist for us as human beings.
We can adopt it.
Exactly. Which, were we nice with other people? Did they walk away with a smile? Did, when God threw a curveball at us, do we accept it with a smile? Do I make sure that my roots are firmly planted for my family and the way that I sustain my family? Did I do what I have to do? In other words, did I shelter my seedlings? Did I bring up my family? Is my house a place that God will find himself comfortable? So those types of things is what I think is a lesson that we can take from Tu Bishvat. That, yes, it's trees and it's agriculture, who cares? But it does. It has a big importance to us because a man is compared to a tree. So I encourage everyone, go and get some fruits, eat some fruits on Tu Bishvat, and make this special blessing, and do a little soul searching. We can do a little tree's New Year resolution that can apply to us as well.
That's good. And Rabbi, are there any events for the Tu Bishvat in the community that you know?
I do believe there is. What is it? I think JNS is doing a Tu Bishvat event. I think it's this Sunday. I'm not sure the time. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm not sure what the time is. At the Aquatic Center. I think they're using there's a room on the top floor. They're going to have crafts for the kids, so and so. And then any parent that wants to take their kids down to the water park can do that as well from themselves. Chabad of Windsor has an event Saturday night. For adults, you know, wine and unwind, just for adults to get together and have refreshments. And we're going to play a very high-tech technological game with everyone's cell phones and text messages. You do not have to have any experience. It's a lot of fun. And we'll have some different types of wine, cheaper wines, expensive wines, all from Israel, in honor of Tu Bishvat as well. So that's at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, so I think there's a lot of things going on.
That's great. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
God willing.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye.